Okay, today's shiur is Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. Kuf Lamed Zayin, as we inch closer, we're within the last week. Remember back in June when we started Maseches Chulin. But inch closer, a couple of days, Reishis Agei, Shiluach HaKan. But every day is its own world, so we're not looking ahead. We're just looking at today. Anyway, two dots. Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Chomer Bezroa V'chul. So we had said in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, that there is a chumrah that applies to Zerah L'chaim in the Keva, known as Matanos fondly by those studying these prakim, right? The Matanos of a chumrah that Reish Lakeis doesn't have. Why? Zerah L'chaim in the Keva applied by all bakar vatzon, all cattle and all sheep, and it doesn't matter the shear. Mashiach Reish Lakeis only applies by sheep and only applies when there is a certain minimum amount. Now, that was the difference between a chumrah of Zeroa as compared to others. So he asked the Gemara, why don't you say the opposite? There's a chumrah the other way too. Felisni chomer bereishis hagez shenoheg betrefos mashekid b'matanos. Why don't we say there's a chumrah by reishis hagez? No, reishis hagez applies even if the animal's a trefa. Mashekid by matanos is not true. If I shecht an animal and it turns out to be a trefa, so then I do not have to give the matanos, right? Maybe it's connected to the fact that I can't eat it. I can't eat it, so therefore I don't have to give Zerah L'chaim in the Keva. Maybe you can give it to him to sell, give it to him to his animal. But either way, Reish Sagez, though, applies even by trefus. What do you mean by trefus? There are some trefus that obviously you know about before you kill the animal. Right? Reish Sagez, they're going to say, oh, enjoy it by trefus, so you see it has a hole in the lung? No, you see, it's missing the leg, and it's whatever, all the trefus that we had back in the third parak. So some apply to live animals as well. Machlokes, trefa chaya, trefa ena chaya within 12 months. But there are some times that you know that the animal is a trefa, even though it is alive, and that's the discussion of Reish Sagez. So, the Gemara says, why don't we list off this chumrah of Reish Sagez that applies to trefa and it does not apply to matanos? What exactly is the source that it doesn't apply to matanos? Like I said, you might have said that even though you're not allowed to eat it, maybe you would have said that trefa is mutar b'hana. So maybe you have to give it to the Kohen, and it's him, Mamono Shel Kohen. So, nowhere in Shas, there's a quote of source. There's a maka right here in Rashi. Rashi says, Trefa eina bichlal matanos, dichsiv titnu lo velo lekalbo. Or on the side it says, Venasa lekohen lo velo lekalbo. Special drasha Rashi has. You give it to him and not to his dog. A trefa would be giving it to his dog. Maybe behind that svara is the heter achila, but that's Rashi. Titnu lo velo lekalbo. If you look in the Sifri has a different makar. I think I brought it. The Sifri has a different makar, where the Sifri says, me'es zovche hazevach, prat l'trefa. One line, me'es zovche hazevach, right? Those who shech the zevach, because that's not a zevach. It's the nitziv in the bottom. Emek ha-nitziv. Not every Sifri has the nitziv on the bottom, but mine is the emek ha-nitziv. Prat l'trefa, de zevach bar achila mashma. Because zevach is mashma that you're able to eat it. V'lachei nikru shlamim zvachim v'lo olos. That's why if you look in various places, what's a zvachim? Zvachim is olo is not specifically called a zevach. Olo is not eaten. Shlamim are called zvachim. Zevach shlamim. Pasuk says zevach shlamim. So that's why we say prior trefa. V'zel damrina and sham daf kuf lamed vavam abeis. The nitziv got to the end of chulin. Right in Velazhin they went straight. They said they didn't like, what mesechta are we doing this zman? They went straight. When they opened the yeshiva, they started with brachas d'abeis, and every zman, they picked up from where they left off. I guess the yeshiva was all at the same place. And they just went straight all the years. So maybe they started as zman, kuf lamed vav beis one time. But either way, they went straight. So this is what it means. Kuf lamed vav beis, trefa patim ben al-matanos. V'rashi zal kasa mishadachsiv v'dasan lakon v'lo lakalbo. So he quotes Rashi, quotes the other drasha. So the two drashas, what the source might be, why matanos are pater by trefa, either because you have to give it to him and not to his dog, that's Rashi, or it's not called a zevach if it's not ra'ui la'achila. Right? Those are the two days, Rashi and the Sifri. We continue. So why the Gemara says, why don't we say that chumrah of Reishis Hagez? Not for now, we might want to think of differences, nafkaminas, between those two svaras. I saw someone try to suggest maybe Suffolk. Suffolk might be a nafkamina, Suffolk trefa. Okay. Anyway, Amar Avina. So Avina says, why isn't this in the Mishnah? Hamani Reb Shimini. Maybe this is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Ditanya, Reb Shimon poter es a trefa, trefas may reishis hagez. Reb Shimon poters trefa from reishis hagez. My time under, and therefore, what? The Mishnah, why don't we say that Reishis HaGeiz is knowing in Treifas, Mashiach and Matanus is not knowing in Treifas? So he says no, because this is going like the opinion that says even Reishis HaGeiz is Pater from Treifas. And therefore, it's equal. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. My time under Reb Shimon, what's the reason Reb Shimon says that Reishis HaGeiz does not apply to Treifa animals? Says the Gemara, two opinions. Number one, Yalif Nesina Nesina Mi Matanos. Number one, maybe it has a Gzeira Shava from Matanos, from Zerola Chaim Akeva. Ma Matanos Treifa Lo, just like we just said. By Matanos, there is no, you don't get Matanos from a Treifa. Afreishis Hagez Nami Treifa Lo, so to Reishis Hagez, you don't give Matanos from. That was the possibility number one. Says the Gemara though. What? You learn Xera Shava from Nesina and Nesina from Matanus? The Yal of Nesina Nesina mi Matanus, Lael of Nesina Nesina mi Truma. Why do you learn it only in one direction if you already have that word open for Xera Shava, as we spoke about yesterday, 2 days ago? So why don't you extend Xera Shava to another Limud also? Ma Truma, Ba'aretz in, Ba'chutz La'aretz lo. Just like Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael, so Af Reishis HaGeiz, Nami Ba'aretz in, Ba'chutz La'aretz lo. So they should say Reishis HaGeiz is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. And our Mishnah, not Rabbi Lai, but our Mishnah said, Alam Etznan, Reishis HaGeiz knowing Ba'aretz in, Ba'chutz La'aretz. So why do we say that our Mishnah says it's only even in Chutz La'aretz? So once, if you're going to tell me there's a reason for Reb Shimon, pottering Treifa from Reishis HaGeiz is because of a limud of Nesina Nesina, so why don't you have another limud of Nesina Nesina? And therefore, it must be that that is not the Makar. Interestingly, because the assumption of the Gemara seems to be behind Ein Gzeira Shava LaMechsa. Once you use this word for Gzeira Shava, then it must be you use it to learn from here and to learn from there, different halachas, different malamdim. The Gemara could have answered, what do you mean? The Nesina he learns from here, not from there. And the Gemara does not answer, oh, this is what he received from his Rebbe. Because from his Rebbe, as we've said, he just gets the words. He doesn't get exactly what he connects it to. So the Gemara doesn't have an answer. So the Gemara has to go on to a different word, which doesn't have the question on it. So the Gemara says, okay, there must be a different svar for Reb Shimon. Second to last skinny line. Ella, hainu taima de Reb Shimon. This is the reason for Reb Shimon that he potters treifa from Matanos. The yal of tson tson mi meiser. He learns tson tson, a gzera shava from meiser. Says the word tson by meiser. It says the word tson here. Right, and by Bakar Vatzon. So Ma Meiser Treifa Lo. Just like by Meiser, Treifas do not have to be put through the gate to be counted as the 10 in order to be Chayev in Meiser. Reishis HaGeiz Treifa Lo. So too Reishis HaGeiz does not come from Treifas. You learn it from Tzon Tzon. V'asami Nolan. Where do you know that from? Where do I know that you don't have to give Meiser Behema from a Treifa? So Dichsiv. Call Asher Ya'avar Tachas HaShevet, anything that goes under the shevet, under the staff that you hit with the red mark, Prat V'Treifa She'eino Veres, escorting a Treifa which does not pass through. What does that mean? Treifas don't pass through? If the animal's missing an ear, right, assuming that's a Treifa, whatever the case may be, doesn't pass through. So, Machlokas Rashi and others. Rashi says, since there's one treifa out there that's Eina Overes, the treifa that's missing its leg above the knee and down, there's one treifa that's Eina Overes, and that's excluded from the pasig. So it must be that's just a model. That's an example of really all treifas. See Rashi? Rashi says, where's the line in Rashi? Since one of them, kigon nechtechu ragleha, min ha'arkoba ulamala, umina yalif, Shar Treifas. From that one, you learn other Treifas. That's Rashi. If you look at the Stipler, what's the svar for Rashi? Why should you say, just because there's one Treifa, maybe that excludes that Treifa? Right? Overes, only that one. He has this in the last Simon in Chulin. Simon Mem Aleph, titled, Eze Ha'aris B'Shilhi Chulin. Couple of thoughts on the end of Chulin. So this is one of them. And then he writes, Shalo B'iyun Kol HaTzarech. So he won't take it so seriously. His Shalo B'iyun is probably our super Iyun. So, you know, it's like they say the Arizal slept on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, okay, I'm going to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. The Arizal did more when he slept than we did when we're awake. Okay, so if we want to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, we shouldn't follow the Arizal. So that's the Sipler. Anyway, so the Sipler quotes our Gemara, and he quotes, Tzarech Biur. To be no one shar treifas. She'enim chayavim v'meiser. Dilma dafka zeh. She'enim ru'uya lavar. Tachza shevet. How does Rashi get the jump? V'hayanire b'pashit. It appears obviously, shalom b'iyun, shalom l'tzarach. The svirulan that Rashi holds, or we hold, the ain svara, shemachmas she'ina overes nitches b'maiser behema. What's the svara to say you're excluded? Just because you can't go through, it's still a perfectly fine animal. Ella ena overis ismain machmas treif. It must be that it's not a din in ena overis. Meaning, as we would put it in our language, it must be that it's not a siba. But it's what we would call in the language of the Achronim a siman. It's not a cause, it's a reflection. And therefore, that's how Rashi must understand ena overis. It's not that, oh, ena overis is a siba. That's the reason that it's not chayev in Maiser Behema. And if you say that, oh, it doesn't apply to all the others. Oh, hu adin. But why would you say that? So says the Ksaipa, no, it must be that Rashi, based on the Gemara, understands ena overis as a reflection of one example of treifa. But treifa is the real category that is not chayev. That's what he suggests. He's a number one. He says, but then he says, maybe it's even a kavachomer. He says, ulaya yalfusa begat a kavachomer. Tahashta, uma ina overis. If an ina overis, she'ain ba ela pigam katan ismaid mi meiser. If ina overis, which the animal's alive, the animal's fine, it's just missing a leg. If that's excluded from meiser behema, treifa she'hi reyusa b'ikr chayeha. La kol shekein. Says, lachara be a kol shekein, you have more problems. So he says, aval ein zederach Rashi. That's not what Rashi says, but that's a suggestion that maybe it's also a kavachomer. But he says, I think Rashi is a siman and not a siba. Right, that is a topic that comes up in many areas. Rabbi Chanan says this on the first page in the Kovach Yirmim Psachim. He talks about Tseis HaKochavim. We know three stars. Three stars is, so it's nighttime. So is three stars a siman or a siba? Is it three stars and that causes the night? Or is three stars a reflection that it is night? Lamai nafkamina. What's the difference? What happens if you have two witnesses on each star? So, do you say that that is enough edus for Tzeis HaKochavim? And he compares it to other contexts where we say there are different parts of edus. For example, 3 years. 3 years, third Perek of Basra, Cheses Gimel Shanim. You have different witnesses on each of the years. For the Cheses Gimel Shanim, are they mitzarif? So the Gemara says they are mitzarif. But, for example, he contrasts that to if you have witnesses about if a girl is a gedola. You have two witnesses on one hair and two witnesses on the other hair on physical maturity. They're not mitzarif. Not mitzarif, because they're each made on nothing. Why is one case mitzarif, one case is not mitzarif? So Bachanan says, because one's a siman and one's a siba. The hairs are a siba. You need this in order for her to be a gabus. So you need one edus on everything. So each edus on one is nothing. Basha'en kein, chesos kimel shanim. They're being made that he's here. This isn't causing his bialus. This is a reflection of his bialus. So therefore, you'd be able to be mitzarif. So he says, that's the nafkamina, but he says, like a chavim. If you have different witnesses on each of the stars, if it's a siba, then they would not be mitzarif. If it's siba, they would be mitzarif. One example, here's another one. There are other kinds of places where this comes up in halacha as well. Okay, we continue. So what did we just say? We just said that we learn a gzeir shava, racious hagez from meiser, to teach me that racious hagez, what is pata from giving racious hagez by treifa. The Leilif Tzon Tzon Mi Bechor. Why do we learn Tzon Tzon from Meiser? Why do we learn it from Bechor? Ma Bechor Afilu Treifa Reishis Hagez Na Afilu Treifa. Just like Bechor is Afilu Treifa. What does that mean? If you have a firstborn kosher animal, it has Kedusha, even if it's a Treifa. Okay, you can't give it as a Karban, but it's still Mamona Shel Kohen. So therefore you see it as the status, the Kedusha of Bechor, even by Treifa. So why do you learn Reishis Hagez from Meiser? Why don't you learn it from Bechor? So the Gemara answers, okay, we're going to have a whole list now. Again, just keep the three things in mind. Reishis HaGez is what we're trying to learn from. Do you learn Reishis HaGez from Meiser, or do you learn Reishis HaGez from Bechor? So what does Reishis HaGez have in common with Meiser, in contrast to Bechor? What does it have in common with Bechor, in contrast to Meiser? And we'll see it's going to be 8-7 is going to be the final score. So we got to keep track. That in terms of numbers of things that they have in common. So mistavra mi meiser av lelo melech. No, it must be that meiser is better. Meaning, racious hagez, you shall learn the halacha about treifa from meiser. Why? Because it has the following things in common. One by one. Shekein zicharim. What does zicharim mean? Zicharim means that it applies to males, right? A bechor is only by a female. It's only going to come out of a female. But zicharim it only applies to, that's going to be something else. So, Meiser and Ishes HaGeiz, right, you don't need Zacharim. I just said, meaning the Bechor needs Zacharim, but Meiser and Ishes HaGeiz does not need to be male or female. Temeyin, it's not Noheg by non-kosher animals. Right? It's not Noheg by Temeyin. Bechor will see it is. Why? At least by one. By a donkey. There's a status. And Bimarubin. Right, what does merubin mean? Meiser and reishis hageiz. It's only when there is a minimum amount. Meiser needs at least 10, and reishis hageiz has a shear. Bechor is even by one animal. Mei rechem. By meiser and by reishis hageiz, there is no kedusha from the womb. By bechor, there is. Adam. By there is no reishis hageiz and meiser when it comes to Adam. There's bechor when it comes to Adam. Pashut. These items apply by a non-bechor, a pashut, a regular animal. Lifnei hadibur. What is lifnei hadibur? They weren't lifnei. They didn't start lifnei hadibur. The original kedusha didn't start lifnei hadibur, but firstborn started before. Rashi quotes bechoras kitchu b'mitzrayim. Wow, even in Mitzrayim. So those are the seven connections and parallels between meiser and reishis hageiz.
What does the Mishnah mean by Rechelos?
Sheep, male or female. Male or female. We're going to get to why does it say Rechelos and not Rechelim. We're going to get to that today on a base. That's what you were looking for. Okay, so Adaraba says, wait a minute. So you think that you should compare Rechelos against Meiser? What do you mean? Bechor also has a lot in common. Adaraba, mi Bechor avi lele melef. You shall learn it reishis hageiz from Bechor. Why? Shekain yasom. Here we go. What does yasom mean? Bechor and reishis hageiz apply to a yasom. There's a special din that meiser, if the animal's mother died in childbirth, it's not chayv and meiser. Yasom. She lachu. That lachu. What's lachu? That bought. What's bought? Again, there's a ptur meiser if it is lakuach. Special din. Right, if it's lakuach. Next, bishutfis. There's a din that when it could these anim by bechor and reishis hageiz, even shutfis, but not by, right, the third line of Rashi, bechor v'geiz no agim b'lakuach, u b'shutfis. But there is no meiser when it comes to shutfis. Nasanu, if it was given b'matana. Also, chayiv by bechor, chayiv by reishis hageiz, and not chayiv by meiser. Bifnei. What's bifnei? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. What the girsa is. Should it say bifnei? Like Rashi has on the first wide line, Rashi girsa is bifnei. So what does bifnei mean? Bechor and reishis hageiz apply even without a beis hamikdash. Bifnei means shalom bifnei beis hamikdash. Mashenkin meiser is only bisman beis hamikdash. Gzeira that you shouldn't have it when there's all beis hamikdash. As we'll see. Bechor, theoretically, you can have it and you wait till it gets a moment and then we don't do it anyway. But theoretically, bifnei Rashi says, even shalom bisman abayis, you have meiser and reishis hageiz and not bechor. Tosfos says, why don't you have bechor? What's the contrast? Gzeira? So is that something inherent about the item? That can't be what it means. Tosis. Pierce Bakuntra's Magi. Tosis has the girsa of lifnei, that not bifnei. So Bakuntra's Magi Vigaris bifnei. Upiris bifnei abayis mashenki bilaisha bitlu. They were mavatil. Vikasha Vikimibresha bitel midarabana. Did I say it the opposite way? I said, right, Bechor and Reishis Hageiz you have. I think I said it. Well, Meiser you don't because of the Gzeira. So Tosfos says, because you don't have Mishum Gzeira, that's a reflection on the Mahus of the item. Chibreisha Bitel Midrabana Yish Levatel Gzeira Shava. So El Lifnei Garcina Bechol Asfarim. So Tosfos says, Lifnei, in my Gemaras, Upirish. Shem, what does it mean, Lifnei? Shem Meiser Mekudash Lefanav L'Achrav. Meiser has Kedusha before and after it. Meaning, let's say I messed up and I counted 10 for the 9th animal and 9 for the 10th animal and 10th again for the 11th animal. They're all kadosh, as the Mishnah is described, as we'll see. Mashengi b'bechor reishis hageiz. Bechor reishis hageiz, no. It's one thing, it's one animal. So there's no kedusha before or after it. So that's the lifnei. Okay, either way, that is bifnei versus lifnei. And finally, not finally, a couple more, kohen. What is Kohen? Bechor and Reishis HaGeiz go to the Kohen. Meiser, there's no source in the Torah to give it to the Kohen. But Meiser Behema, you sacrifice it, it's like your Shlamim. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and you sacrifice it as a Shlamim. There is, Rav Shechter likes to point out, that in the Hosafos to the Hemek Davar, on the last page of Bechukosai. That's where Maisa Behema is. So it's not in the regular, it's in the back. It's after the Siddur, in the back of the Hamak Dover. So in the back he has the last one, he says, Kodesh Lashem, right, it says that by describing Maisa at the end of Bechukosai, Lonis Parish Yafe Lami Magiyah Maisa. Uba Kabbalah to Maisa Lebailim. That's the Pashas. That's what our Gemara says. The Maisa Behema the Bailim keep. Bon Mikol Makom Matsinu B'divrei Hayamim Beis. Perak Lamed Aleph. If you look in Divrei Hayamim, there's a pasuk that says, Gam heim meiser bakar vatzon heviu lekohanim. Maybe there's a mitzvah and a mufcha. Afal gav shu labayla bikamakam imrotzin notzin lekohanim. Nimsa shadin meiser behema kamo meiser sheni. To samichle, the avagav shenecha labaylam, bikamakam hayal letalmod v'yira haynu letalmidim halom dem Yerushalayim. Kach meiser behema, avagav shu labaylam, bikamakam hayanasan lekohanim. They used to give it to the kohanim. That's a hemik dover at the end of a chukosai. But again, the pashas, the gemara, like our gemara says, kohen, and while Rashi says that meiser could be eaten by the, it goes to the bialim. Finishing up, bikedusha. What does bikedusha mean? Two interesting deis of Rashi. Again, keep focus. What are we trying to compare? Bichor and Rashi's ageis versus meiser. That's the second view. So bikedusha, Rashi says, bichor is, you don't have to be makdashit. Rashi says on top. Bechor is automatically kadosh. V'geiz nami ain't sarach lahakdish. And Rashi's Hageiz also has to be makdash. Why? Because there's no kadusha by Rashi's Hageiz. So one is automatic, and one, it doesn't come. Only by meiser, you have to be makdash. Avo meiser, makdisha b'shevet. So that's number one. Bikdusha, these two don't have to be mukdash because either it's automatic or it does not gain kedusha. Mashenki and meiser. Rashi has the second daya. Lishna achrina, Rashi says, is that, oh, maybe it's different by kedusha here means kedushin. Can a person get married with these items? So says Rashi on the third line, a bechor and reishis hageiz, it's property of the kohen. He could give that to a woman to get married with. Meiser? No, that's hektish. That's not his, and that's not the Bailam's, and therefore, you can't use it. Eino nechse Bailam makadish bo'ase isha, because it says, lo yimachev, lo yigael. That is Rashi's second shot. Rashi himself says, I don't like this pshat. V'la milsahi. Tiafilo achi, but not kawai, because fine, it's nechse, it comes from makadish baruchu, but mikafilo achi, mamon Bailamu, makadishin bo. Right, the bishop says a kiddushin, makadish mechelko. So Rashi argues because he says, really, kedusha should work by all of them. Tzorach Ian on Rashi, the Achronim asks, Rashi seems to be against the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, the Mishnah Aleph, that says that you can't be Mekadesh a woman with these items. Well, not all of the items. If you look in the, I'll read you the Mishnah, if I have it here. I think I brought the copy of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Meiser behema ein mocher noso ve'ein mekachin bo aisha. Habachar mocher noso mekachin bo aisha. So it's befeirish that you can't use Meiser for behesh a woman. Okay, so again, you got to work out exactly what Rashi means. Maybe it means kedushin aren't tofsin, but if you shouldn't do a lechad chila, but they would be tofes. Okay, either way, but these are the two important days of Rashi. That a bechor and Reish Lageis have in common kedusha as opposed to meiser. Is it about needing to be makdashit? And number two, what about marriage? We'll get back to some of these, but let's just finish the line. Mechira. What is mechira? Meiser cannot be sold. You're not allowed to sell meiser. Special din. Lo yimachir v'lo yigael. So v'hanak lefishin. And if you do the math, says the Gemara, it's 8-7. Reishis Hageiz and Meiser have, Reishis Hageiz and Bechor have 8 in common, and Reishis Hageiz and Bechor only have 7 in common, so you should compare it to the latter, and not like what we did to get a Ptur of Trefa. Answer, Pashut, mi Pashut Adifle. Forget the cumulative. There's still an inherent, the content is better to compare two items that are in the same type, Pashut. Meaning Bechor is a different type of animal. All the firstborns, Bechor, that's different. Pashut and Pashut is better, which is one of the similarities. But that one is Machria. That's an important similarity, which reflects the same type. The word might also mean that a lot of the other differences are a reflection of Bechor, and therefore it's less. Bechor versus Pashut. But Pashut and Pashut are better. So a lot to talk about on all of these differences. Just to mention, right, the last one by Kedusha. So it says by Bechor, you don't have to be Makdash. That's true. There's automatic Bechor by, the automatic Kedusha by Bechor. But we know the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, even though a Bechor is automatic, there's mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah daraisa to be Makdash. Say, this animal, I'm Makdashit. Even though it's automatically Hekdesh. Mitzvah Lakdisho, it's counted as one of the mitzvahs Aseh Daraisa. It's one of the 613. Kedush HaSbachar. If I don't do anything, then what mitzvah is there? So there is an element, I think it was Shmuel who says, Mitzvah Lehakdisho. The Rav, who was the Rav? If not, it's Rav Shechter writes in one of his farm in the Ginas Egos, Simen Dalid, he talks about, maybe this is the message of Kiddush as well. As we know, Shabbos is called Mekudesh V'Yomi. Even if I don't do anything, it's going to be Shabbos, whether I like it or not. And yet, there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. So he compares that to Nedarim Yud Gimel. But he compares that to Mitzvah Lakdisho. Ubi Becharasha Hu Kadosh Me'elav Me'rechem Ratzta HaTorah Sha'af Kedushasa Gam Kein Tachul Bidei Adam. Right? You want the Kedusha to be Chodesh. Add a personal element. Masha'en came when it comes to... I'm sorry, similarly to as it comes to Bachar. So he compares that to Shabbos, that's what we do by Shabbos also, to add our own personal element of Hakdasha. Okay, I didn't realize there's a lot to talk about these last couple of lines. What can I do? But we continue. Just, I'll tell you one vart that I heard from Rabbi Lau a number of years ago. I might have mentioned it in a shir before, and that is, you see on the bottom, he spoke about Yasom. Rabbi Lau points out that in the first Halleluka, we have a whole list of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Pokeh Achivrim, Matir Asurim, Zokeh Kefufim, Shomer right, with the language of a sitter here? But we have the whole list of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does did I mention this in a shiur recently? Did I mention it? Okay. If not everybody remembers, it was long enough ago. So says we say, Matir Asurim, Pokeh Achivrim, Zokeh Kefufim, Oev Sadikim, Shomer Esgerim, they're all in Lashon Rabim. Last one, Yasom va'almana yo'odeid. All of a sudden we switch from Lashon Rabim, Matir Asurim, it doesn't say yo'odedam. Right, it's yo'odeid in singular. Says Rabbi Lau, because when it comes to an orphan or an almana, Rachman al-Aslan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care in each of every one of them individually and personally. Yasom va'almana yo'odeid. I heard them say this in Kfar Chabad, when they had the levayas for the couple that was murdered in Mumbai. So he said that's where he quoted that. He says Hashem Yasam Amani Yodid. It's personal when it comes to Yasam Amani Yodid. Okay, we go weiter. Rachis Agaz is only knowing by Rechelim. Rachis Agaz is only knowing by Rechelim, by sheep. Minan Emili, how do you know this? Tosa says, how do you know it shouldn't apply to goats? They also have wool. The fleece. Amrav Chizda Asi Giza Giza. Xerishav Xiv Hacha Rashis Gay Soncha Titain Lo. Pasik says Gay Soncha. Vixivazam and Pasik in Eov. Umi Gaze Kvasa Yishamam. From the shearings of my sheep, it can be warmed. Malahalan Kvasim Avkan Kvasim. So we compare one is a beferish by tzon, so to here by tzon. Interesting. We're comparing a Xerishava between Ksuvim and Torah. That's interesting. Tosas points out, because it's not really a Gzeira Shava. It's really a Gilui Milsa. You're not really learning a Halacha. You're learning Halacha, but you're learning that, oh, gaze only refers to sheep. That's why Tosas says you're allowed to do this. V'nail of Giza, Giza mi Bechar. So once you're learning Giza, why do you learn it from Bechar? Dech Tanya, lo savar bechar tzorchav, lo sagos bechar tzonecha. And therefore, you will learn it from, it applies even to Shor. Ainli el Shor b'avod of its own b'giza. Finishing up the drasha, I would only know that you're not allowed to work an ox or shear a sheep. Minayin litein ha'amr shal zeh b'zeh v'samr shal zeh b'zeh. How do you know the opposite? Tamalomar, lo savar v'lo sagos. Oh, it includes them. But either way, question mark, why don't we say the Gzera Shava from Bechar? Amar Kra, titein lo v'lo l'sako. Give the rachis that gaze to the Kohen, to him and not to his sako, and not for his bag. What does that mean? The wool of sheep is much harder and coarser and will not be used for clothing. And we have to use the sheep of the drashi, we have to use the sheep of the wool of sheep, because that is softer and that would be used for clothing, and that's considered low. Period. Ela me'ata notes ha'shalizim l'chayiv. What about the feathers of goats? Those are softer. So find some of the wool, but the feathers, be'inan giza v'leka. Feathers are in shorn. They're plucked. And therefore, you need rachis that gaze. And gaze is only if it is shorn. Uman shamas lehai svara. Who has such a svara? Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, as we'll see soon, is the one who's machad between plucking and shearing. But hamoti Rabbi Yossi b'mitid oreche. Rabbi Yossi himself agrees that if it's the normal way of getting something off an animal, that's considered giza for that animal. So back to the question. Why don't we include feathers of goats? Goats have feathers. Okay, certain part, not the wool, but certain parts of the, yeah, certain layers of the goat. Why don't we say that? Include that in Reishis HaGeiz. So, Ella, Kedam, Rav Shua ben Levi, different answer why that's excluded. Like Rav Shua ben Levi says, La'amod l'shareis, davar ha-ra'ui l'sheirus. What has to be used? Omer l'amod l'sheirus, only something that could be used for sheirus, meaning something that could be used to make the Bigdei Kahuna with. That's the drasha. So, hachanami, davar ha-ra'ui l'sheirus. And the Bigdei Kahuna are not made out of feathers, they're made out of semer, made out of wool, and that's why, like, the me'il was all semer treles, right? It was all made out of wool, the and therefore, I'm sorry?
It's the Kohen Gadol, right?
The Kohen, right, because the others were made out of linen, right? Some of the shatnez issues. So, davar, chachanami, davar, right, l'shevis, right? That's the drasha that is quoted, right? See the Rashi, l'treles, right? Rashi quotes, l'tcheles is a big question about the Gersin Rashi. De big day, our Gersin says srud. If you look in the Ranchberg, my Rav Ranchberg, it can't be srud. Because Rashi says in the big day srud on Chumash, that means the begadim they used to cover the kalim with. So that's not what we're talking about here. So that's why the Ranchberg changes it to sharis. The big day sharis. Semer be'inan vein, semer el shal rechelim. Okay. Period. So the Gemara says, oh, if that's true, if that's your drasha, ela giza lamaya, so what is the Gzera Shava used for? If you just learned it from the other Svara, look at the Tana of the Rabbi Ishmael. The Tana of the Rabbi Ishmael, kvasim shet simran kashe, p'tur merishas agaz. If you have sheep that have very hard wool, some type of mutation, just this type is very hard wool, so they don't have to get merishas agaz. Shneemar, umigaz kvasa, yischamam. Right, the pasuk in Eo, but you're not going to get warmth from very hard wool. Period. Tani chada gozes es ha'izim v'shoti v'zachir rechelim patur. This is what we alluded to before. The Brisa says, one Brisa says, if you shear goats or you wash sheep, what does that mean? You take sheep into the river to wash, and while they're in there, some of their wool gets loose. So both of those are patur from Reishis HaGeiz. Shearing goats and washing sheep. V'tanya idach, ha'gozes es ha'izim patur, u'shoti v'zachir rechelim chayiv. The other day I said, no, you're right, goats. Goats are always pater. But the other day I says that if you wash the sheep and it comes off by itself, you're chayiv. So today is machlokas and the brises. If it comes off by itself, are you chayiv and reishis hageiz? So lo kasha, harabanan bar Rabbi Yosi. So machlokas and Rabbi Yosi. Titania, where's this by? It's by leket. Totally different context. Leket kitzurchas. We know what leket. Leket is the drops of grain that fall as I am in the process of cutting. They fall to the floor. I'm not allowed to pick it up. So leket kitzurcha. The leket, the gatherings of what you harvested. Kitzurcha. Velo leket kituf. And not what would get what falls from kituf. Kituf says, Rashi says, what you just grab with your hand. Kituf not using a kli. That's the difference. So that's not called, according to the Tanakhama, kitzurcha. Because that's like you're doing it with your hand. That's not a cutting. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, no. Ein leket ela haba machmas katsir. Rabbi Yossi, no. Leket only comes from when you cut. So what's the difference? Rabbi Yossi on the Tanakhama. What's the difference between Rabbi Yossi on the Tanakhama? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Kula Rabbi Yossi is really all Rabbi Yossi v'hachi ketani. Rabbi Yossi, it's all Rabbi Yossi. Share Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Ein leket ela haba machmas katsir. Leket is only something that cuts, comes from cutting. And therefore, it's not, kituf is not called a harvesting, and therefore it would be putter from leket. And that's why here too, with that which it says shotef is putter, that you're not going to have to give raises a case, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Because you have to do an act of shearing, you have to do an act of cutting. And if you don't, it's going to be putter, just like your putter by leket. Period. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava l'Rav Ashi, Moder Rav Yossi, b'midi d'orchei. Though Rav Yossi says if you do something like you grab it with your hands, you're going to be putter, but it's only by something that should be cut with a cleat. If it's something that it's normally cut with your hands or any other way, whatever's done normally is included. Tanya, as the Brisa says, Rav Yossi, Omer cuts here, Ein Liela cuts here, O Kerminayin, how do I know to include? You're uprooting something. Tamalomar, Liksar. Tolish Minayin, how do I know? By ripping it out. Tamalomar, Bikutzrecha. So Rav Yossi does include other actions. How? It must be those cases are Orche. So Amalei Rav Ainu Rav Ashi, Afanan Amitanina. We also learned it in the Mishnah in Meseches Peah. Malbenos Pitzalim Shebein Ayarak. What's the case? Remember, you have different fields. And you have, let's say you have two different fields, and in between the fields of grain, you have onions growing. Rows of onions between the fields. So how many peyas do you have to leave? The Gemara, the Mishnah is all there talking about what's a hefsik for peyah if you have a river going between your field. If you have different foods, you have onions. So is that a hefsik? between your fields. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, peya mikol echad ve'echad. Yes, peya from each and every one. V'chachamim omrim me'achas al hakol. No, Chum say it is not a hefsek if you have these rectangles of onions between the vegetables. So b'tzalim ma'bras atfua. We're talking about b'tzalim. B'tzalim are always picked up with your hand. It's always picked up with a hand. So you see here, Rabbi Yossi is saying that this is enough to be mafsik. It's a separate field, and it must be that he agrees then that if you take it out with your hands, it is chayiv in cases where it is normal to pick it up with your hands. Period. Next, v'kamahu meruba. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there is a minimum shear, what you have to give reishis hageis from. So Rabbi Shammai said 2, Beis Hillel said 5. Bishlamal Beis Shammai Tartinami Ikritzon. I understand Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai gets a positive to say even 2. He agrees to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel has a positive that 5 is a flock. Okay, wonderful, says Beis Shammai. But I found a positive that 2 is a flock. Ella le Beis Hillel, my time up. What's Beis Hillel's Shashita? What do you do with Beis Shammai's pasik? Beis Shammai has a positive that says 2 is a flock. Amar Kahana, no. Amar Kra, Asuyos. The positive that he uses says the word Asuyos by it. When I see the pasuk quoted at the beginning by Beis Hillel, he says, "Where's the Chamesh Tzon Asuyos?" What does Asuyos here mean? Sheosos Beis Mitzvahs, that you could do 2 mitzvahs with these. Reishis Hageis Umatanos. That's how he knows it's only 5, because that's the allusion in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, "Ima Bechor Matanos." Who says it's Reishis Hageis and Matanos? Maybe Reishis Hageis is even less. Maybe the 2 mitzvahs being referred to is Bechor and Matanos. Says the Gemara, "No, Bechor Achad Milo Machayva." I'm sorry?
Why would it say 5 there?
Why would it say 5 in what? What? Now you could do 2 mitzvahs. Up until now, maybe you could have only done 1 mitzvah. Now you could do the 2nd mitzvah. You're right. Earlier, that matanos would have even been by less. But now that you have 5, you could do 2 mitzvahs. That's how we would have darshaned it. Two mitzvahs. And then Eba, and the Gemara says, what about maybe Bechor is the other mitzvah? So Gemara says, Bechor echad emilo machayva. What do you mean, Bechora? What, it's only if you have, right? It's even before. Or it's like, Matanas Chada, Mila Machayva, Matanas 2. Like you just asked, El Amar Avashi. So, different drasha. Asuyos, Shema'asos es Ba'alei. And Asuyos from the word Ma'aset, to force, like a get me'usa. They force the owner, Va'omeris, Va'omeris lo, Kum Asei Mitzvah. There is a new mitzvah, Rashi explains now, that we force the owner to do. So that's referring to 1 mitzvah. Right, Ma'asos, we force it to do Reishis Hageis. That's the drasha, how Beis Hillel darshins. Tanya de Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishim Aviv. Rabbi Yishmael quotes his father, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Arba. A 3rd Shita, not 2, not 5. 4, Shinei Arba, Arba, Tzon, Tachas Aseh. 4 Tzon, right, the Pasuk by a Ganuf. Right, Arba, Tzon, Tachas Aseh. Tanya Omer Rabbi. Rabbi says, Il Moli Devrei and Devrei Torah. V'Devrei B'Rabbi Kabbalah. Even if it were, even if Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would learn it out from Psukim in Torah, and my Rebbe Rabbi Yossi would learn it out from a Pasuk in Navi, Anan b'divrei b'Rebbe Shomin, I would still listen to Rabbi Yossi. But now, v'koshikei, now surely, v'koshikei, sh'divrei divrei Kabbalah, v'divrei b'Rebbe, divrei Torah, surely now, that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai learned out from Psukim in Ksuvim, and in Navi, and my Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi, learns that from Pasuk in Torah. Surely I'm going to go like Rabbi Yossi, who says the middle Shita, and that is 4. Huge Rashi here. Important. I know we're at the end, but this is an underlined Rashi, hidden away at the end of Maseches Chulin. Rashi says, why is Torah called Torah? Why is Nevi'im and Ksuvim called Kabbalah? Rashi says, by the middle of the wide lines, Toras Moshe Kruya Torah, Lefisha Nitna Torah Ledoros. Torah means teaching, Hora'ah, and that's eternal forever. V'shel Nevi'im Lokari Ela Kabbalah, Shekiblu Meiruach HaKodesh Kol Nevuah V'Nevuah, Lefitzorach HaShoah, V'Hador V'Hamaisa. Why is it called different Kabbalah? Because they were Makabalah for a certain time period, but it's not eternal. It's eternal messages, but it's not an eternal halacha like Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Torah is called Torah, and Kabbalah is called Kabbalah. Maritz Chais picks up on that, as you would have guessed, right here. Again, we don't have time to go into it, but if you want to look, Rav Schechter in Ikve Hatzon, on page Kuf Lamed Hey, he talks also about the differences between Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, based on the Gemara in Megillah, the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Nivsvasayim, Ksuvim, Ksovzosikorim, but Sefer, the source of the idea of Tanakh. That is Rav Schechter in Ikve Hatzon, page Kuf Lamed Hey. Okay, either way, so what does Rebbe say? I hold like my Rebbe Shita, which has 4, right? Not 2, not 5. Says the Gemara, one second. Why does he hold like the middle opinion? What does that mean? We have a principle elsewhere that if there are three opinions, you could say, oh, the middle opinion, maybe we'll hold like the middle opinion. Why? Because Rashi gives the example. Let's say, what's the example that he gives an example that it doesn't work, an example that it does work. I want to find the example that does work. Rabbi Eliezer, the fourth line of that Rashi, the last line. Rabbi Eliezer said, they're arguing about a certain type of item, whether it's tame or not. So Rabbi Eliezer says, whether it's muchan or not muchan, it's tame. The other shita says, whether it's muchan or not muchan, it's tahar. And there's a middle shita, muchan, tahar, lo muchan tame. Meaning the middle shita picks half of each opinion. That's a case where you would say the principle of dea shlishi machra'as. If you have a middle opinion that holds half like one, half like the other, you'd say, well, regarding each half opinion, there's a majority now, two against one. So you'd go like the third opinion. But, says Rashi, if you have a middle opinion, but the middle opinion is really an independent opinion. Here, Rabbi Yossi, does Rabbi Yossi really hold two? No, he doesn't hold two. He's a middle opinion. So that's, you don't apply the principle of Dash Shlishi Machras. So it's not built on either of the outside opinions. So here, why do we hold like Rabbi Yossi? The middle opinion here, four, is not based on two or five. It's a separate opinion. It's independent. So why would we hold like him? Is it because of Dash Shlishi? So the Gemara answers, you're right, it's not because of that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipi Hashmua Sham Amra, Mipi Chagav Zechariah Malachi. No, it must be that there was a Mesorah that he heard this opinion of four from Nevi'im, from Chagav Zechariah Malachi, and that's why he holds like him. Not because of the principle of Dash Shlishi Machras, because that would not work. Period. See, Bechoros and Chesem and Aleph, so Rashi there says that it's based on Nevuah. Tosfos there says, you don't say it's based on Nevuah, you say it's based on Mesorah. Right, Lo Bashamayim, you don't paskin from Nevuah. Okay, period. Next, Rabbi Dosim and Herkan Azomer V'chulu. So next, after we said we paskin like Beis Hillel, you need five. But the next opinions of the Mishnah said, how much do you need from the five sheep? How much do you need? So we had different shitas. Rabbi Dosa said, 1.5. 1.5. The Chachamim said, Kol Shehein. So, what does that mean? V'kama kol shehein, is it literally kol shehein? Amarav, mane upras. No, it's got to be 1.5, which Rashi says, let's put it all into slaim. 37.5 slaim. Fourth line of Rashi. 37.5 slaim. Total. That's how much you need in order to be chayiv in Reishis Hageis. Ubovachi umchumashos, as long as it comes from all of them, from all five. 37.5 slaim, weight of wool that comes from all of them. Shmuel Amar, Shishim, no, 60 sela, which is a larger amount. Vinosin, sela achas the Kohen, and you give one sela to the Kohen, meaning 1/60 you give to the Kohen. Rabba Barbarchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sheish, 6 slaim, very little. La Kohen, Chamisha, and you give 5 to the Kohen. The Echelo, and you keep one. Rashi says, no matter what it is, you give 5. You can have 1,000. 1,000 slime, you get 5 to the Kohen. That's always the shear. Ula Amr Balazar, Kol Shein Shaninu. It says the Mishnah, Kol Shein. Even one sela. Even one sela, that's all that is Mechuyev. So four different shitas. What is the amount of Reishis Hageis that is Mechuyev in giving Reishis Hageis to the Kohen? So Tanan, 1 minute, what did our Mishnah say? The Kama Nosin Lo. Our Mishnah spoke about what you give to the Kohen. This Machlokas is about what are you mechuya from? But the Mishnah said, what do you give to the Kohen? Mishkal chamish slime b'Yehuda, shinesa slime b'Galil, 5 slime or 10 slime. So bishlam al Rav Rabbi Yochanan Nicha, according to Rav Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense that you can give 5, because they say 37.5, they say 60. Elad l'shmuel v'blazer kasha, how do they read the Mishnah? Shmuel says, you're chayiv even with 6. So what do you mean you're going to give chamesh slime, which is eser slime? And a blazer, it's even 1 you're chayiv in. So how can you give more than you have? So the Gemara says, Ula Tameichel, Rav Minicha. What about according to Rav? Rav said you have 37.5. Va Rav Ishmael Damri Travaya, Reishis Hageis B'Shishim. You have to give 1/60. 1/60 of 37.5 is also less than what it says in the Mishnah. Right? Which is the Shear of Rav. So everybody's difficult. So you have to say that last line in the Mishnah about 5 slim, which are 10 slim, is referring to something else. It's not referring to what you have to give to the Kohen. It's really, you always have to give 1/60. That's the rule by Reishis Hageis. 1/60 of whatever you have, shearings. Ela ha'itmar Allah tiyahi, that last line is, Rav Shmuel Dami Travayu is talking about the following. Be Yisrael shel yesh lo gizan har b'yaskinan. We're talking about a case where a Jew has a lot, tons of shearings. And the Mishnah is just saying, for every Kohen, don't give less than this. Don't give less than five. That's all the Mishnah means. Talk about a totally unique, separate case. In a case where you have tons, make sure to give five to each Kohen, because that is a significant amount for Nisina. Period. But again, what we learned from that Gemara? 1/60th is a shear. Two more minutes. Gufa, Rav Shmuel Dami Travayu, Reish Zagez B'Shishim, you always give 1/60th. Truma B'Shishim. Truma is also 1/60th. Peya B'Shishim. Peya is 1/60th. So let's talk about each one. Truma B'Shishim. V'Hanantanan, Truma Ayin. Well, we learned in the Mishnah, Truma Ayin Yofa Echad Me'arboyim. So why would Rav Shmuel be teaching me the Midara'a, 1/60th? Say the, at least the middle one, 1/50th, 1/40th. So the Gemara says, "De'oraisa v'shishim." Mi de'oraisa, you have to give 1/60th of truma. Mi de'rabbanan, they knocked it up. De'rabbanan barabbanan. Says the Gemara, really? I never knew there was a shear de'oraisa. De'oraisa v'shishim, Yomer Shmuel, chita achas bot eres esakri. Famous words of Shmuel, there is no shear de'oraisa for truma. Chita achas is poter. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. De'oraisa kiddush Shmuel. De'oraisa, there's no shear. Chita achas bot eres esakri. Durabanon, on a Durabanon level, I'm sorry, Durabanon bida oraisa achas mearboim. Durabanon bida Durabanon b'shishim. On a Durabanon level, Durabanon said, how much should you give for items that are chayiv in trumas and maizes da oraisa? 1/40th. How much should you give for items that are chayiv in trumas and maizes Durabanon? 1/60th. Rashi says here what he says all over Shas, and what Tosfos says, what's chayiv in Truma and Maisa Daraisa? Only Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar. What's chayiv Darabanan? All other fruit and vegetables. The Rambam Pshita, if you remember, all fruit are chayiv Daraisa. Apples, oranges, but here Yibana Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to see who's right. Who do we get a pasuk like? The Rambam, Rashi, and Tosfos. Oranges, apples, all peaches. Are they chayiv in Truma and Maisa Daraisa Darabanan? Machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos versus the Rambam. Okay, that's Truma. Okay, a lot more to talk about by Truma. We had a Daf Be'in Shir about it, about Afrashas Truma. Not for now. The Gemara did not answer the difference between Afrasha and Nesina. Correct. The Gemara did not answer that. Rashi alludes to it here, though. If you look in Rashi, Rashi alludes to it here about the sixth wide line in Rashi. Like the Tosas Rida, the Nodah Behuda, like we like to mention. That Rashi alludes to it. Let's just do one more. Peya B'Shishim. Peya is 1/60th. V'atzan, Eilu Dorim, Shein Lam Shir, Peya V'Bikur V'Arayon. Peya, there's no Shir. Says in the Mishnah, beginning of the Mishnah. Doraisa Ein La Shir, Durabanan B'Shishim. Doraisa has no Shir. Durabanan is 1/60th. So my Kamash Lantanina. So what's the Chiddush of Rav Shmuel? The next line of the Mishnah. Ein Pochsin L'Peya M'Shishim. Ava B'Sha Amra Peya Ein La Shir. So it says it. So Gemara answers, Hasam Ba'aretz, Hacha B'Chutz La'aretz. Depends here, over there, it's in Eretz Yisrael. That's where. Hacha b'chutz la'aretz. And that's the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. Period. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Zraim, he says the minog, even though it sounds against that from this Gemara, the minog is not to leave these b'chutz la'aretz. Maybe it's only the lands close to Eretz Yisrael, but the minog is not to leave Lekashuk of Apeya, even though this Gemara sees b'feirish against it. But you do leave it, sounds like you don't. Period. You know what? Three more lines. You saw like Isi, Barhini, Ashkechel, Rabbi Yochanan, Dukamasi, Lelebrei, Rechelim, when Isi came up to Eretz Yisrael, he saw Rabbi Yochanan teaching his son the Mishnah, Rechelim. You have to give wool Rechelim. Amarle, Asni Rechelis. Rabbi Yochanan says, why don't you say Rechelos? Why do you say Rechelim? Amarle, Kidachsev, Rechelim Asayim. It says, in Bracious, Rechelim Asayim. Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan says, so what? Lashon Torah la'atzma, Lashon Chachamim la'atzman. You got to separate between how the Torah is talking and how the rabbis talk. Period. We'll stop there because that was the story coming up that I want to talk about Be'ez Hashem tomorrow about fire coming out of the mouth of Rav and Rebbe. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir hopefully is up, and Be'ez Hashem we will continue.